Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Wednesday, April 29th, 2020. As the last federal state, Berlin has decided to make face protection mandatory in retail establishments starting today. All stores are affected, including those in shopping centers and malls. The new rule was announced at a press conference of Senator of the Interior Andreas Geisel, together with Education Senator Sandra Schieris, where various updates on corona measures were presented. Geisel justified the obligation to wear masks primarily with the protection of workers. When asked why compulsory masks had not been imposed earlier, Geisel stated, quote, "In this city of 3.7 million inhabitants, we cannot monitor everyone. People have to want to." After it had gone well with the mask duty in public transport, the Senate had decided to make the masks mandatory in the retail sector, also in order to adapt the rules to those of other federal states. In Berlin, since Monday, the wearing of masks is mandatory in buses and trains. According to initial observations, most passengers complied with the rules. The BVLG estimated that more than 95% of those using public transportation were wearing masks. In a Berlin Trend survey, 60% of Berlin's citizens had expressed their support for mandatory masks in shops. Due to the suspicion of the coronavirus, more than 70 people were taken from a Berlin nursing home to hospitals overnight Monday into Tuesday. The senior citizen's residence is located in the Lichtenberg district of Venful. According to RBB information, the facility has a total of 85 residents. At least 28 of them are ill with COVID-19, and 3 of them are said to be in critical condition. The fire department said that 4 residents with severe symptoms had already been taken to a hospital on Sunday, followed by 6 more on Monday, and further cases must be assumed. The Senate Administration for Health finally decided to transfer all remaining 76 residents to hospital care as a precautionary measure. They were transported there by the fire department with a bus and several other emergency vehicles. Around 50 rescue workers were involved in the operation. According to Andreas Czekowski, head of the nursing staff responsible for outpatient care at the facility, one resident first came to the hospital around April 20th because of, quote, "general complaints," and then tested positive for COVID-19. As a result, swabs were taken throughout the residence, about 80 people were tested, and it's still unclear exactly how many people were infected with the virus and how exactly the virus could have entered the facility. Retirement and nursing homes are among the most vulnerable institutions during the pandemic. Despite comprehensive bans on visits and strict hygiene rules, infections have repeatedly occurred in such facilities in Berlin. Last week, the Senate Health Administration reported outbreaks in more than 40 Berlin nursing homes. The Hermann Radke House in Neukölln was one of the homes with a particularly high number of cases. In the facility on Buckauer Damm, 18 residents and 4 employees were infected 2 weeks ago, and 2 residents died. The virus had spread during a bowling evening. The house is run by Diakonie and was completely quarantined after the outbreak. In the Diakonisches Werk Berlin-Brandenburg-Schlesische Oberlausitz, or DWBO, corona infections have so far been confirmed in 8 care institutions. Both those in need of care and employees are affected. Berlin's public swimming pools will remain closed in the coming weeks. Andreas Geisel, Senator of the Interior, who is also responsible for sports and Berlin's public swimming pools, told the Interior Committee of the House of Representatives on Monday that he assumes, quote, "swimming pools cannot be opened until at least the summer." This means that a timely reopening of the indoor swimming pools is off the table, as is an early start to the season in the capital's open-air and summer pools. The Berliner Bäderbetriebe have developed several concepts for opening Berlin's summer swimming pools. Matthias Olowev, spokesman for the Berliner Bäderbetriebe, said that the crux of the matter is the requirement for distance and how this can be enforced. He added, quote, more than 1,000 people per day flock to an open-air swimming pool, which is too many due to the current risk of infection. One point, however, speaks clearly in favor of swimming pools. The water is chlorinated, and that kills viruses. According to Oluev, in the concept for opening operations, the number and proximity of swimmers to each other plays the biggest role. Queues must also be avoided. Online bookable tickets with fixed times for access are one idea, but for many guests, it's customary to spend the entire day at an open-air pool. The search for the best solutions for as many visitors as possible is now underway. Per pool operators, the operation of the toilets and changing facilities must also be taken into account. Oluev also sees a great danger in a possible permanent closure of the city's pools. If the Senate orders them closed for the summer, he believes Berliners will flood swimming lakes even more than usual, and as a result, they'll be less controlled. There are still no bans on the lakes, but in the event of a mass influx in a hot summer, he believes this is conceivable. Berlinale is joining forces with around 20 other top-class film festivals to organize a free online film festival. The We Are One Festival will take place from May 29th to June 7th online on YouTube. As announced by the Tribeca Film Festival on Monday, one of the organizers, the Cannes, Venice, and Toronto film festivals will also take part. The organizers want to present a mix of old and new films under the address youtube.com/weareone, including features, short and documentary films, music, and virtual roundtables. There, internet users can also make donations. According to organizers, part of the proceeds will go to the World Health Organization and related charities. The coronavirus pandemic has paralyzed cultural events all over the world. Cannes, for example, has been canceled this year, while the Venice International Film Festival, which is actually always held in September, has not yet been decided. The Berlinale could still take place this February without any restrictions. If you like our podcast, you can help others discover us by liking and sharing our episodes on social media. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter, where we occasionally post updates on breaking news. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.